Indonesia's President Megawati Sukarnoputri announced her first budget today. It includes some tough economic measures, which Parliament is expected to approve. Megawati is the daughter of Indonesia's founding president Sukarno. She took over 6 weeks ago after nearly 2 years as vice president of Abdurrahman Wahid. Many Indonesians hope she'll pull the country out of 3 years of economic and political turmoil. Among her challenges is restoring peace in the province of Aceh, where gunmen yesterday killed the American-educated leader of a Muslim university. Megawati has surprised some people with her political savvy. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Indonesia's capital, Jakarta.
For a woman previously known by the nickname the housewife, Megawati Sukarnoputri seems mighty popular. Not regarded as Wonder Woman on the economic or political front before, she's been welcomed by many of Indonesia's 200 million people. Endi Bayuni is editor of the English-language Jakarta Post newspaper. He says much of her popularity results from the shortcomings of the previous president, Abdurrahman Wahid.
The last 18 months of Wahid's presidency, it was just pure chaos. There was virtually no government, no effective government. There was democracy, but I think many people were stretching the idea of democracy that we were actually bordering on anarchy.
The relief that has greeted Megawati's first 6 weeks in office is almost palpable. The Indonesian currency, the rupiah, rallied 30% as soon as she was sworn in at the end of July. Endi Bayuni says it's been a pleasant surprise to everyone that Megawati is really taking control. She started well, he says, appointing an economic dream team in her cabinet.
I think the first 6 weeks of her presidency, she has said the right things, or she has sent the right signals. She has proven, at least in terms of the selection of the cabinet, that she has wisdom and she has vision about how she wants to lead the country out of the crisis.
So far, major lending institutions agree. The International Monetary Fund just last week signed a letter of intent with Megawati's government aimed to restart a $5 billion lending program to Indonesia. The IMF had been unable to conclude the deal in nearly a year's negotiations with the Wahid government. President of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Jakarta, Jim Castle, says one of Indonesia's most pressing needs is for foreign investors to return. They fled the country during the economic and political crises of 1997 and 98. Castle says that he and many other businessmen in Indonesia feel positive that Megawati can turn the economic tide.
Well, I'm very optimistic in the sense that I think she'll follow pretty reasonable policies. My own bet is she will serve the full term. There'll be very few cabinet changes. We'll get away from the revolving door government. We still don't know a lot about her policies. We're inferring them from things we know about the people she appointed in key positions. And those would generally be market-friendly, welcoming private sector activity, and relying more on private sector activity for economic recovery. That's all to the good.
The other big challenge facing Megawati are the centrifugal forces that have been unleashed by Indonesia's transition to democracy. Many provinces want more autonomy. Some want outright independence. Megawati has finally recognized East Timor's decision to secede 2 years ago. Last month, she also took the unprecedented step of apologizing for human rights abuses committed by the Indonesian military during the Suharto era. But that's where she seems to be drawing the line. A staunch nationalist and daughter of the man who created modern Indonesia, she is clearly committed to preventing any further disintegration. Her most pressing issue is the separatist movement in the largely Muslim province of Aceh. More than 1,000 people have died in violence there in the last year. The Indonesian military has always taken a hard line on Aceh, and some observers have raised fears that Megawati herself is too close to the military. They say that restoring political stability could mean a return to the jackboot tactics of the Suharto era. The people of Aceh might well agree with that assessment, but office workers out for their lunch break in downtown Jakarta seem happy just to have some stability.
Megawati, saya senang dengan Megawati.
She's so much better than President Wahid, says this 30-something woman who works for an insurance company. And I'm not that worried about the military, she adds. Without the military, we can't have stability.
Yeah, memang betul kedekatan Ibu Mega dengan militer.
I think she's doing a good job so far, says this 40-year-old office worker. Sure, she has close links to the military, he says, but it can't do the things in a democratic Indonesia that it could do under Suharto. Like many Indonesians fed up with the turmoil, this man seems to be cutting Megawati some slack. But to keep the people on her side, she'll need to show some results. That means restructuring the banks, reforming the legal system, and cracking down on corruption for a start. Daughter of Indonesia's founding father, she may be, but her country is now a democracy. And when the honeymoon is over, its citizens know they have the power to remove her if she doesn't deliver. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Jakarta.